Well, good morning. This is Jump In Tucson on KVOI, 10:30 a.m., The Voice. And I'm here every Thursday to talk about tourism. And today we have some very, very important guests, good friends of mine. Before we get down to business, though, I want to let everybody know that this show is brought to you by our friends at Visit Tucson. Felipe, I don't know if you're listening, but your thoughts are in our head today as we talk about how well we're doing here in Tucson and how the Hacienda del Sol is a big part of our success. Today's guests are Brian Johnson and Mark Scheller, and these gentlemen I've known, as Mark and I were talking before the show started. It used to be, well, yeah, I'd known each other for a few years, and unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we are talking about decades that I've known these two gentlemen.
Long time.
So good morning, Brian, and good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having us.
So nice to have you here. Pulled you a little bit away from those morning meetings at Hacienda del Sol.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm always glad to get you out of that office, you know. I mean, I know you're always roaming and visiting with all the activities that are going on. I've had the opportunity to book some of these Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance events out there, and they've always been extremely successful. Great food and great customer service. And I think Hacienda del Sol, no matter who the GM has been, I think the owners have really focused on providing, exceptional, as we used to say in the business, the wow customer service. I think there's been books written about that. I think we probably have read those books, or maybe even had those people as part of our workshops or seminars over the years. But Hacienda del Sol, being a historic hotel, there's not too many of those left in Tucson. So that's kind of a really neat uniqueness that's different than some of the other wonderful resorts that we have here. And of course, we had Russell True on the show not too long ago, and that resurgence of the dude ranches, and of course some of the dude ranches want to call themselves guest ranches, but Russell's okay whenever I say, is dude ranch still okay? He says, oh yeah, dude ranch is still okay to talk about dude ranches. So, and you know, so historical hotels have a unique place because, as you may, all of us here in the studio have heard, we talk about the folks that inhabited Tucson 5,000 years ago and one of the oldest, inhabited territories in the United States, and they were right here in Tucson.
I think Brian and I were both here.
Yeah, I don't think Hacienda del Sol was quite built then, but there was a dream in somebody's, we're going to talk a little bit about the history because I think it's important to talk about that with Hacienda del Sol. But let's talk a little bit about Brian and Mark in our first segment. We always want to get to know the folks that are behind the microphone. And so if it's okay with you, Mark, let's start with the big cheese here.
Absolutely.
Brian Johnson, as I mentioned, we've known each other
since 03, Tom.
It is, you got the date in your mind. You've prepared for this show,
correct.
I see. Okay. And it's good. What's good about working with Brian, it's been more than just an acquaintance. We've actually got down and did some serious work on several issues. But Brian, I have to tell you, when you came back to Tucson 2 years ago, I couldn't have been. I was overjoyed. And I was overjoyed as much as I asked Brian, can you host your own welcome back party? And he did. And boy, we had a great time. We invited a lot of the new GMs that were here in town, and it was a great celebration. And we were in a special room where we had this great view of the Catalina Mountains and a golf course that's adjacent to your property. And we just had a wonderful time working with you and working with your staff. And so I'm welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here. But you've been here before.
I have, Tom. Thank you. It's so nice to see you again. And when I came back 2 years ago, it was so good to get reacquainted. Tucson's our home. And for me, I've been in the industry for 46 years, worked some huge boxes, but to come back home to Tucson and to have the opportunity, the privilege, to guide the Hacienda del Sol with our great ownership group, it's a privilege, it's an honor, and it's the way I want to, this will be the exodus of my career, hopefully in a few more years.
Well, I know you've already started to leave a legacy over there at Hacienda del Sol, obviously it began with the owner and his dream to take a I guess it was a children's school or a women's school?
Well, what this was the vision of Helen and John Murphy.
Yes.
And they created an all-girls school.
Yes.
And it started out to be, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. But what they got into was other things to round out the girls. And that was riding and archery and learning, you know, how to recognize animal signs in the desert. But what was unique about it, it was the home for the rich and famous. The girls that were there, it was Pillsbury, Vanderbilt, Kellogg, Westinghouse, and Campbell. And I don't know if you can get more prominent names in our history at that point in time.
So that's kind of a teaser. We'll get into a lot more of the history. But you were also at Lowe's for 10 years before you came back. And that's where I initially got to know you. And we had some great 5 o'clock meetings there, if I recall correctly. Brian's favorite song when he got in the car is 5 o'clock somewhere. Or actually, that was probably my favorite song.
It was
song.
Your favorite song, Tom.
Let's be truthful. It was probably my song.
I was just the purveyor of that as we dealt with over that time period. We dealt with some big issues here in Tucson. One of the biggest we were dealing was SB 1070. And you and I both sat on the board for Solara and AZLTA. And after many of those meetings, the real work happened with you and I and Tom Tracy in the lounge having a cocktail and trying to figure out how we were going to deal with these things.
Yeah, and we've all worked in multiple communities. But as far as the friendliness, the closeness of the folks that you work with, I don't think I've worked in any other market. Maybe New Orleans was kind of close, where everybody knew each other. But Tucson, there is a uniqueness of when there's a challenge, bringing people from different backgrounds, different properties, working through it. I have to say, I don't think I... Well, you know, I've been in Tucson now since 1998, 97 actually, when I came to reopen Old Tucson after the big fire. And I it was pretty unique in that. And I felt a little bit of since San Antonio, Mark, where you and I
sure.
met, is that, it, you know, everybody, even from the drive-through window, how friendly people were, okay? And that has cut across not only the folks that are doing all the work, but also the management teams as well. And Mark, you and I met in San Antonio.
92?
It was in the 90s when yeah. Fiesta Texas opened up.
Right.
And you were, you weren't quite my enemy, but you were right outside the door of SeaWorld.
That's right. That's right. Down, just down the street.
And so, you know, so I would say San Antonio's a close second to the hospitality and the friendliness of the people. But we're going to be back here in just a few moments, and we're going to continue this conversation, or this love fest, between my two friends here. This is Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, and we'll be right back with our special guests from the Hacienda del Sol guest ranch. Well, we're back with my special friends, Brian and Mark, from the Hacienda del Sol guest resort. We were talking with Mark before we took the break, and we were mentioning that Mark and I met in San Antonio, and I was promoting Fiesta Texas, and he was promoting SeaWorld. But actually, the director of group sales, can't remember who that was, and myself, actually joined forces and did what we used to call reverse fams, where we would go to our markets in Houston, and we would bring our live entertainment, and he would bring his penguin.
We would bring penguins, yes.
Penguins were good.
Well, you know, actually, one of the more enjoyable things, we used to do private receptions in the penguin area where everyone would be in tuxedos looking through the glass at the tuxedos.
Now, that was a Hyatt property,
cool.
If I remember.
Hyatt Grand,
the Hyatt property.
Yeah, Hyatt Hill Country was there. I was in the opening team for that.
Yes, the very opening team. And then when you decided to move on, I ventured into the offices there and say, you know, maybe theme parks and hotels, maybe it's time for me to jump into hotels. So little did I know that they weren't going to judge me in the interview from what my management skills were or maybe my ability to get the job done. It was my golf handicap.
Yeah.
and boy, did I fail.
lots rests on that. That's very true.
I mean, you know, clearly all the decisions were made on the golf course, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was the marketing plan.
So that was kind of a dream job, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, and I had a few others like that, too, in my career. I've been doing this, as Brian mentioned, he's been 46, and I'm 44 years in the industry.
Yeah.
So
which
between us, we're almost at the, you know, a century mark.
Wow. And I'm the only one here in this group. Sorry, folks, you can't see us because this is radio. With completely white gray hair. Brian starting, and Mark is still enjoying no gray hair. Now, some of that hair may be gone, but
a lot of it's gone. Yeah, it follows me usually in little piles as I travel around the country.
So you have three old guys here that got to know each other in the hospitality industry, and here we are working together again. I have to tell you, anybody considering a new career or a career when they're still in school, join the hospitality classes because this has been a wonderful life for me in this business as well as my guests. I can only imagine you know how terrible it would be if we didn't go into this business. We went into a 9-to-5 job and couldn't wait to get home. Now, doesn't mean that we couldn't wait to get home, but business didn't allow us always to go home because there was always something going on. Because remember, when the guests come through your doors, whether it be a theme park or whether it be a hotel, you know, you're on duty 24/7.
Absolutely.
And your job is to not only after you welcome the guest, but to make sure that they feel like they're family the entire time they're there.
Exactly.
And the Hacienda del Sol is probably one of those very unique experiences because it's more than just a collection of rooms that have been around for, you know, decades. They have expanded over the years and really accommodate the guests in a very unique and a special way. But before the break, we were talking a little bit about how this property got established. And let's pick it up from there, Brian, about it was a girls' school. It had some very, high-profile girls that were attending. And then what happened from there?
So it was an all-girls school from 1929 to 1941. And it was the vision of John and Helen Murphy. And they worked with a renowned Swiss architect, Josias Jostler, who helped create this just beautiful property. The hospitality, the vision that was created has really carried on for almost 100 years. You then had the war, and the property was shut down. But then after the war, it came back as a guest ranch. And that's where that really started. But you'll go and you walk the property and you'll see many rooms from the original that have the names of John Wayne, Lee Marvin, Barbara Stanwyck. We have the Clark Gable, the Spencer and Tracy suite. And these are all individuals that stayed in the property during the heyday of Old Tucson. So just walking around and seeing that history is just amazing.
Well, when you get up in the morning, and when you work in the hospitality industry, this thought belongs to all three of us, is you can't wait to get to work, because it's not really work, is it, Mark?
No, when you walk through the gate, I mean, it's
literally
a hot stand. It's a very, very special experience all the way around. And you know, one thing I'd like to add in is, well, all of this history, we have a phenomenal documentation throughout the entire resort, photographic historical representation. Right down to, there's a picture just off the main lobby before you get to the library that has about an 8-year-old Sandra Day O'Connor sitting at a table.
My favorite picture.
Yeah, and when you're talking about the early history and the photographs that of the lodge product itself, and then absolutely nothing from basically Casa Grande all the way to Nogales out there. And then you realize that what we're trying to recreate is that sense of community with the resort now, that the community grew up around us. And we respect that. And you made a mention that the community embraced it. We're maintaining a real, real close effort to embrace the community that grew up with us at the same time.
Yeah, there's been... the last two renovations, Brian, were pretty substantial in the growth of the guest resort. And like often happens when a property is getting ready to expand, the best of the community doesn't seem to come out sometimes. Having this property kind of sort of under me indirectly, when I was at Pima County, I had the opportunity to see and hear and listen to folks that are in unincorporated Pima County and who are always concerned about losing their views of the mountains or overburdened with traffic, tourists. You know, sometimes in our case, it's a wonderful world word, but to others, it's not. So Hacienda del Sol was very aware of the importance of the community when these two, especially the big one, the 72-room enhancement. Tell us a little bit about that, and touch a little bit on what Mark's mentioning about that you didn't do this, you didn't announce it one day and say, dear community, here it is, we don't care.
So there are a lot of enhancements that have been made to the property, and it really started in 1997, where they started to build the grill. And if you haven't dined, you're missing an experience at that grill. One of the finer restaurants here in Arizona, and we have an awesome chef, Ramon Delgado, that just is a culinary master. Between 2015 to 2021, there were two different room additions that added 72 rooms to the property. And it kept the old style that we have of Hacienda, but they're 550 square feet. We have a Rincon section and a Catalina section. In the Catalina section, the views of the mountains are just spectacular. Also added a ballroom during that time period. And what I'm constantly amazed of is our ownership and the vision that they continue to move the property forward. To that end, right now, we are in the midst of completing a solar project that is going to handle our needs in both of those main sections, plus our commissary area. And then we've just gone on a new venture and purchased a home right adjacent to the property, as we did with our spa and made a new spa. This is going to be, for lack of anything better, our presidential suite. We're calling it Casa I just, Casa Alcalde.
There we go.
It's so new, we don't have the name right.
We're still playing with that.
We'll be back in just a few moments. It's Jump in Tucson, and we're here with Brian and Mark from Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch. Well, we're back on our third segment with special guest Brian Johnson and Mark Scheller. And these guys have been my friends and work associates for, as we talked about in the beginning, decades. So if you had to visualize the studio, there's just three old guys here having a great time without whiskey. That's later.
Oh, but, it's not in the coffee?
Well, remember, as soon as I get in my car, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So, hey, you were talking about the grill, and I have to say, you see me for most of the large buffets, holiday buffets, I have to tell you, I walk through the door, and it's the spread of different kinds of foods is just unbelievable, and the backdrop is the Catalina Mountains. Okay, what a place! They built it in the right place. They put the right amount of windows. Remember, even when I went to the chamber function with you, I didn't remember that room. Still had the view.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. And that's the first thing you see is the view, and the room that you put us in when we were welcoming you back, had the great views, and not to mention the great staff, but the great views, the great staff. Not to mention what you've done to fine tune the product. You've been there now for 2 years, and as you mentioned earlier on, that this will be probably the place where you'll retire. Good GMs never go away; they stay in Tucson, which is really because you heard the fellow that was the Westin general manager. He came back. I remember when Steve left to work for Trump, and he was so excited and everything. And here he is after many years working for Trump. He comes back and he retires in Tucson. And this is what happens with the military in particular. Most of the colonels that are over at the 357th and doing their 2 year or maybe 1 year stint is that they have a choice. They can become a general with hundreds of other generals at the Pentagon, or they can retire here and become part of the Tucson community. And that's exactly what's happened here on our Tuesday show with Ted Maxwell. The founder of the SAAA was Ed Harrell, full bird colonel, retired after his stint over at Davis-Monthan, and he helped grow PMAER in space from maybe 50 aircraft to 250 aircraft on display. So it's a very unique city. And one of the things, Brian, you were talking about is on the grill before we sat down and started the show was that you're part of the Tucson City of Gastronomy movement.
We are. And, we're so thankful to be a part of that and what Felipe did in really getting our town to be recognized for that. And I can tell you our chef, Ramon Delgado, has embraced that. And actually on our menu for Terraza, there is a section labeled City of Gastronomy and really dealing with a lot of the local favorites here. Our top seller is our chicken enchiladas, and they go well, and there's all sorts of twists that our chef puts on it, and everyone that comes in enjoys it. One of my favorites that they just added was their take on a Sonoran hot dog, and it is an ample hot dog, and you will enjoy it.
It's a drip off the
elbow.
Yeah,
Mark, I said
it's a drip off the elbow kind of.
You had a unique way to describe your Sonoran dog. So
it's a monster.
We talked about that. Brian and I served with Visit Tucson, which is our official promotional agency, and a lot of the positive things that have happened there is on our heritage, especially our Mexican heritage. And we started off with haven't been to Tucson, there is an abundance of Mexican restaurants. And when you walk into these Mexican restaurants, the folks that own it and the chefs that are there are most likely either their parents came from Mexico or they came from Mexico maybe 20, 30 years ago and started up a restaurant here in town. So I think the word authentic.
Real.
Yeah, the real
just
stuff.
Down home.
So real. When you eat this chicken enchilada, you know, what came into my mind was, is it red sauce or green sauce? And I'm thinking like, what's authentic? Is it the red or green? It's always been the red or green.
Ours is red.
All right, yours is red. Okay.
It's very, very holiday festive.
Well, speaking of that, this segment on our paper, there is paper here, is going to we're going to talk a little bit about some of those special activities. I mentioned a little bit about the buffets, the special holiday buffets. But, you know, I've been seeing a lot of Facebook stuff about your wines that are there. And certainly I've enjoyed multiple corporate events there. You know, so it's just not all about groups. It's also about inviting the community.
It's a lot about the community.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things that's so remarkable is that the culinary team is not afraid to try new things. You know, we mentioned a few moments ago that the spa is just amazing. I mean, it really is. And you know, I've been around spas and resorts for a long time. But we actually have just recently embraced a health wellness section on the Terraza menu, which features healthy alternatives. So you have the Sonoran Dog if you really want to get in there, or if you want to choose something that reflective of health and wellness. Now we have that portion of the menu as well. So that culinary team is not afraid to try anything. And the dining opportunities are incredible. And that's where you're going next, I believe, and going to be chatting with Brian a little bit is about some of the special events that we do.
And that wellness menu kicks off tomorrow.
Kicks off tomorrow. That's right.
You know, I mean, and we are so fortunate here in Tucson to have probably the two premier wellness resorts with Canyon Ranch and Miraval, but they certainly have a different approach. Mm-hmm. That's there. It's a holistic approach. You're there. You don't leave. My vision is you walk around in a row, but it's not that kind of spa. It's from talking about why it's important to be healthy, mm-hmm. and it's an indoctrination kind of, but it's very important. So I'm glad to hear that you've taken the spa to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We have. And again, the vision of our ownership, the spa, and my office, yeah. Besides being a dorm room, is also, or was, a spa room, because I have a sink and a counter in my room that they used for the spa. But the owner's vision was they purchased a home adjacent to the property and converted it into a spa. 6 treatment rooms, and it is just amazing. You talked about Canyon Ranch. Our operator is April Amstutz, who had been the operator at Canyon Ranch for many years. And what she has done, not only with the type of treatments, but the staff that she has, is really just amazing. And we're just so proud of her and her team and how they take care of our guests.
Well, you know, when you're on vacation, there are different mentality that goes on, and it isn't all about eating and drinking myself to death, okay? Which I've been known to do.
Well, you're still here, Tom.
But I'm still here.
Maybe you're in a
thank
coma.
You. Yes. But taking advantage of the spa, it has to be on every, you know, as soon as you decide you're coming or you're going through the process of deciding whether you're going to stay at a historical hotel, to hear about the fact that you've infused the Canyon Ranch, some of those success stories by bringing her in. I mean, it's got to be something that you want to consider, you know, while you're there. Your captive audience.
It's completely open to the public.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Okay.
You know, you don't have to be a everything at that property is about community.
That's great.
So you have an opportunity to come in from anywhere you are and experience it, experience the grill, Terraza. Just walking the grounds, as we mentioned a little while ago, when you walk through that gate, you're in a different place. And You know, I always jokingly say things like, places like you have in Tucson, and there's just an endless variety of things in Tucson. We think it's really neat that Scottsdale was built near us.
Yeah. Well, one time we were the capital.
That's right.
You know, for sure. A lot of people forget about that. And we were bigger than Phoenix. And there's this great advertising photo that I think Lee from Visit Tucson came up with, or maybe it was his predecessor, but it had two photographs. It had the serenity of the Sonoran Desert, and next to it was a picture of all the twisting and turns of a major traffic, you know, where you got 20 different roads coming in together, and the tagline was something, you know, and I don't remember exactly the tagline, but, you know, it's kind of like, where would you spend your dream vacation?
Exactly.
And it was so simplistic, but it gave that message. And I have to say, and I'm so happy that you've kept the gate, mm-hmm. because it's kind of like when you walk through you know, the Disney World's front gate, you are transformed, you know, back to, you know, the land of make-believe. And when you go through the gate in Hacienda del Sol, you work very hard on what that message is as soon as you walk through that gate. Don't you guys?
Yeah, well, it's a framework.
Yes.
I mean, when you walk through that gate, you've captured the Catalinas behind the main original structure and the grill and the fountains and the botanicals that are there. There's you could not recreate what we have there just for anybody at any time.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always wonderful. It happens through a progression. You know, where it just didn't happen overnight, but you had a vision on what to maintain. You know, when we came up through the ranks, when we were, you know, supervisors and managers, we went to all of these SWOT analysis and what have you, and they drill in your head that before you do anything, make sure it corresponds to your vision. And clearly, the owners, the founders, and now the current owners and investors have embraced that vision and been true to it.
And you talk about, Mark mentioned, you know, the history and the pictures you see through the property, the wonderful botanical gardens that we have, but also the artwork and sculptures through the property. One of our owners is an artist by profession. And it's just amazing. And it's not only his work, but many of the artists here from Tucson. So you're actually going through a botanical garden as well as an art museum.
Yeah, the care is very important. And we'll kind of pick up a little bit on that after this break. This is Jumpin' Tucson on KVOI, 10:30 a.m., The Voice. And we're here with Brian and Mark from Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch. I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, we're back for the final segment. I'm going to miss you guys, just like I did when you left town. But I know where you live, you know.
You can come visit anytime.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, it's 5 o'clock anytime, right?
Oh, look at the time.
Well, I don't think I'm getting a lot done today.
Now, you know, as we get older, we drink less, but we do have a good time when we have those moments. And having the special time with you here today, I really, really appreciate. We know you're two really busy guys. You know, we talked a little bit, and we don't have a lot of time, but I think we should at least mention how tourism is doing overall. You know, like any business, we have ups and downs, okay? But what makes the ups better is when you have two skilled managers that are running your property. And I think it's important that we touch a little bit, maybe 30 seconds from Brian's perspective, and, you know, Mark, jump in about what happened after COVID and what's going on now and how bright the future looks.
I'll turn this over to Mark, but
okay.
I want to say one item. What really makes our property is the unpretentious service that we try to provide to each and every guest. We are a family, and that culture has been cultivated by our ownership going all the way back to 1929 with the Murphys. And what I hear more than anything else is just how friendly our staff is. Yes, we have great food. Yes, we have a beautiful property. But it's the people, it's the family that make Hacienda tick. And I'm so fortunate to have a family like that. I am so fortunate to have someone of Mark's caliber on my team. And of course, as you already alluded to, that makes my job a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, I don't know when you came in and you obviously you had visions of you know, starting, bringing some people in that you know, but I don't know if it was Mark on your radar back then or just as something that one day you woke up and go, damn it, I got to go. Oh, I have to go after this guy.
Mark, the first time I met Mark was in a phone interview.
Okay.
I had no knowledge of Mark, but I can't tell you how many calls I received from ownership, Felipe, John Hudak, Wendell Long of Brian, you need to hire this guy.
Well,
and he's been wondering ever since.
Well, we just got a minute or so left. Yeah. So what's going on for this holiday season, Mark?
A lot of great things. I want to echo what Brian said. It's, you know, anything but transactional to be at the resort. We have an opportunity to enact change in people. And in doing that, we don't want to miss that opportunity to make it positive. But we have a great brunch coming up the Sunday before Christmas. We have a very, very special Christmas Eve dinner that's multi-courses and going to be wonderful. And on New Year's Eve, we have another multi-course, wonderful New Year's Eve dinner. And then we have some later night festivities in the ballroom that can either be part of the dinner in the purchase of a ticket or can be singly purchased just to attend that event. So lots of room, lots of great things going on, and we certainly would love to have you come join us.
Well, you know, my family has enjoyed many dinners over at Hacienda del Sol. And, you know, for business meetings, we used to bring them over to McMahon's place, the great steakhouse. But now we bring them to the patio. I mean, that's the best place, I think, a relaxing environment. If it's nice outside, you sit outside, and it kind of sets the tone. You know, that when you bring in a new partner or you're trying to come up with a new business deal, you know, this is more than just a transactional deal.
Well, one of the things also is that we're going to be featuring live entertainment 7 nights in Terraza in the patio area.
Not fantastic.
And there's just nothing like it. I mean, sitting outside, enjoying the night, and enjoying the performance, it's great.
Well, it's great to have you two folks here, and keep up the great work. And Tucson is a better place because you are here helping not only to promote Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch, but also Tucson and southern Arizona. So we'll see you soon because,
absolutely,
as we said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. This is KVOI, and this is Jump In Tucson. I'll be back next Thursday where my guest will be Papa Noel, and we'll be talking about all of the different holiday lights going on, all the different holiday functions and experiences through the eyes and ears of Papa Noel. We'll see you next Thursday.